The Food and Drug Administration has given the go-ahead for identity chips that can be implanted under the skin. A Florida company wants to market the device, which it calls VeriChips. The idea is that the chips might save lives by giving doctors instant access to a patient's medical records. Privacy advocates think that view is short-sighted. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following developments. And Larry, first, why would anybody want to have an identity chip implanted under their own skin?
Well, Steve, next time you go to the hospital, you might notice that everybody you run into keeps asking you the same questions. Do you have any allergies to any drugs or anything like that? And sometimes it's odd to think, well, why are they asking me? Why don't they have this written down somewhere? Well, if you had an allergy to penicillin, say, and you had one of these chips under your skin, the hospital could scan this identity chip and figure out he has an allergy to penicillin, this is his medical record, this is the number of times he's gotten a tetanus shot. And so all of that stuff would be readily available in digital form so that there would be less of a chance of a medical error. And it's important to understand that the chip is really just an identifier. The database entry would still be in the database of the hospital. They would still be holding the medical record. It would just be a reliable way for people to have that medical record called up rather than having to remember all of their medical history.
Even if you're lying there unconscious, the hospital would scan you with the equivalent of like a supermarket scanner?
Exactly, and that's one of the imagined applications is that, for example, Alzheimer's patients who may not even remember their names when they show up anywhere, whether at a hospital or at a police station, if you were able to scan this, you would be able to determine who they are. This kind of chip has been used widely in millions of pets already, and this company, VeriChip, has already implanted these kinds of chips in 2.5 million pets, I believe. So when your pet is lost and it turns up at the local shelter, they can scan it, and the chip can't be lost or tampered with. It will tell you that Frou-Frou is definitely your dog.
Could a chip like this also be used, though, for surveillance?
Well, unquestionably, it could be, and a lot of privacy advocates are saying that before we go ahead and put these things into people, we need laws to protect the information. You, even though you wouldn't be carrying your medical record on your person, you would be carrying this unique identifier, and it's not impossible that someday police or criminals or whoever would have the same scanners and would somehow be able to hack into your medical information. Now, it's important to understand that these chips can only be read from at most a few feet away. So it's not a great tool for long-distance surveillance. But we don't know what kind of technological advances will follow on, and it's certainly imaginable that decades from now, they'll be able to track you long distance, and then you'll wonder, well, maybe it wasn't such a good idea having this thing implanted in me.
Be the equivalent of LoJack, that car tracking,
exactly.
Stolen car tracking software.
I have to say, well, there's Steve. He's gone to the bar again.
You know? Typical. Are privacy advocates saying that there's too much risk here?
They're saying that before we go rush headlong into this, you know, these chips are being put on a lot of retail items. Walmart is going to be using them extensively. And they're saying before we embrace this technology, we need laws to protect people and to clarify who owns your information and to spell out the fact that the people who have these chips implanted should have some control over the data.
Larry, thanks.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Larry Abramson.